We all go through processes in life. The processes of some are different from the processes of other people. It all depends on God's plan and the purpose that He has destined for each one. When you give your heart to God, you learn to be sure that everything that is part of life has a purpose. You don't live life just for living, nor do you accept what comes of the day just because. You are confident in the Lord and you know that what He is doing is good, that the work He is doing in your life is perfect, and that He has a plan that God never, and listen to this well, God never makes a mistake. However, we have to understand that each process, or in the middle of each process, God is operating. He is working on something in our heart, in our life, and that one thing are the processes of God and other things are the temptations that we find on the way. Do not call a temptation a test that comes from God. First, because God cannot be tempted by evil. Second, God does not tempt anyone. Temptation seeks to make you fall, to make you be out of focus, to deviate you from the plan, to deviate you from God's purpose. The test that comes from God seeks to align you in a correct position, in a correct relationship with God. Do you see? They are two totally different things. God does not tempt. God tests hearts. And even in the middle of the test, He is there to guide us. Because it is not that we pass the test alone, but that He has given us His Holy Spirit so that we can understand what happens in the trial and what He is doing in us. But the temptation is produced by the desires of the sinful nature that is in us. When the man sinned, he completely departed from the plan and will of God. By accepting sin in his life, the man got away from God. It was actually the man, the one who made the decision, and this act resulted in death, and a nature that the Bible explains it as the sinful nature, that is, the desire for everything that is in us, the desire to sin, the desire to do it wrong. And don't tell me that it hasn't happened to you. Because when someone always forbids you to do something, you set your eyes on searching what he forbids you. So, inside the human being, there is a nature that will always drive them to do those things that miss the mark. Those things that do not please God. In a few words, it will lead them to sin. The Bible teaches it in James chapter 1. Each one is tempted when he is seduced and attracted by his own desires. So I want to make that very clear to you, because someone could be saying, but God is tempting me, or these temptations come from God. No, God does not tempt. You have to ask yourself if it is a process or a temptation. What is it going to produce? What is the end? Where does this process that you are living want to take you to? Remember that temptation always seeks that you slip, fall, and deviate. That word is important, that you deviate and defocus from God's plan. Now, perhaps some circumstance that you are going through today is not a test from God, it is a temptation. Why? Because there is a desire in your life to achieve, but you know that it is not right. You know that it will not lead you to something good. For example, a relationship. You have a relationship that over the years you have realized that it has become a toxic relationship. But you have gotten so used to that you do not want to let that go. Perhaps because you are afraid, you think that if you let it go, after many years, you will end up alone and there will not be a new opportunity for you. But it is not like that. You have to let go of those thoughts of fear. Be careful with those things. that you know that are not right. Everything that deviates from God's purpose is not right. And the fact that you want it does not mean that it is good or that it is necessary. It is important to discern it. A job. I told you about a relationship, but it could be a job. It could be a business. You know that there is something that worries you that does not give you peace because it is not being done well. However, you think that that is the way through God sending you the blessing. And another thing must be clarified. And it is, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Do not call what burdens you, what worries you, what causes you stress a blessing. Do not call it a blessing. Rather, it was your wish fulfilled. Among other things, it could be a permissive will of God to make you understand many things since you have not wanted to soften your heart and understand. But well, that will be another teaching. So, my beloved friends, who are lending me your ears at this time in the morning, be careful with the decisions you are going to make and learn how to filter everything. Begin to identify, is it a process or is it a temptation? And if it is a temptation, it is better to run away. But Pastor, the Bible teaches that we have to face temptation. No, the Bible teaches us to endure. That's different, but that word endure means, listen to me well, to rest in the one who can face it for you. In other simpler words, learning to rest in what Christ did on the cross, in that victory that he achieved, that only he could achieve, by letting him to guide you, it is the way in which you can endure temptation. Because among other things, in your strength, you will never be able. That is why it is temptation. Because everything that is based on your strength is vitiated in the desire that leads you to sin. So, you can easily give up. You can succumb to that desire at any time. Even if you have a lot of willpower, at some point it will break. For example, there are people who say, I have already left alcohol and I am 3 years clean. I do not intend to fall in there. But all the time they live under tension. They live under tension because they feel that at any moment they can slip, they can fall, and that is the problem. But when you trust in what Christ did, when you give your life to God, he fights for you, he supports you, he guards you, he guides you, and he upholds you. He won't let you fall. He protects you. In James chapter 1, verse 12 says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Notice that he speaks about two testing and temptations. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. The New King James Version says, if you have one there, and you read it, it says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. I like how the New Living Translation version says it, because it speaks about two different terms, and the different way how they should be faced. New King James Version speaks about, blessed is the man who endures temptation. Be aware of the temptation. You have to endure it. That is that you have to stand still, subject to God, to resist, so that temptation does not move you to do what is wrong and deviate you from God's plan. That is to endure, to resist. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, notice, to resist the test. That is to remain firm in the middle of any process. Now, if it comes from God, trusting, being faithful, having faith, you will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. There is always a reward. Of course, God has a reward for everyone who remains, for everyone who trusts. I believe that you are one of them. God has a plan with you, my beloved friend. Do not waste it. Do not look back. And no matter how good the temptation may seem, do not run to do things without God directing you. Be careful. Be careful with that man, with that woman. Be careful with that job. Be careful with that business that they are proposing you. Be careful with what in your eyes looks like a blessing, but it is not. Because when you walk well, all the temptations will appear. When you are subject to God and you are doing things well, it is when the most temptations are going to come. But each temptation is a challenge that will remind you that God is with you, that He has a wonderful plan with you, and that you are on the right path. Do not deviate. Father, I thank you for this word. I ask you in the name of Jesus that those who listen to this message in a simple way can receive it in their hearts. They can understand it and put it into action. Learning to wait on you is important. That is, endure with patience, but not in what we can achieve, but in what only you, Jesus, have conquered. You have already conquered, and only in you we will be able to be more than conquerors. I pray for each person because I know that they can be in front of life situations that require determination or important decisions. I ask you to help them, Lord, to not deviate from the plan, that they walk on the right path, but that the decisions they make do not lead them to delay in the process. Lord, help us, because apart from you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Do you want to receive more devotionals? I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. I send you a big hug. Blessings.